camera.
Open it right up for questions.
Guys. First career two-inning save. How did it feel?
It felt awesome. You know, to be able to come out here in a game like this, back and forth, a lot of momentum shifting, and to kind of be able to come in and be the guy. I know the team wanted me in there. I wanted to be in there. Feels awesome just to be able to come out here and play and be able to win, especially.
How's it feel to take the series?
It's awesome. Something I haven't been able to do since I've been here, being in my fourth year. It's finally something I can say as we run this state. I've been hearing it for 4 years now, so it's nice to be able to say it myself.
A little nerves here in the eighth when you put Shunk on, when you put the tying run on to bring Shunk to the plate.
You know, nerves. There.
I mean, were you nervous at all? I mean,
no, it's just something you got to put in the back of your head. You know, you kind of mess up, get the tying run and score, or the tying run up at the plate or on first base, and just kind of put it in the back of your head and just make pitches like you normally would, just like it's a normal situation.
How did that at bat go? And how did you kind of sequence the?
I didn't have any off-speed tonight, so we were pretty much attacking with fastballs. I was able to get two by him early and then go up, fouled off, and then was able to run one in there late up and on his hands and give him the fist one there.
How did that call at first off-speed?
I'm just glad we don't have review. I heard he might have been on the base, but it's something I don't want to question.
You know, Bartnicki and Micah both got out of big jams too earlier. What does that say about the middle, you guys, and then you coming out, getting out of a jam there, just to be able to stick with it and get out of there?
You know, we kind of have like a team saying. Our team saying is grit. We want to do everything with grit. We want to be gritty. We want to grind. And those are two of the grittiest performances I've seen. To be able to come in situations that they were in that could have been game changing spots in the game, and be able to shut them down and really shift their momentum back to us. That's awesome. Okay. It speaks just so highly of them as players and as pitchers to be able to do that. Incredible.
How good does this feel?
It's tough to put into words how good it feels, you know. I mean, this is what we work for. We want to be able to say we're the best in the state and get a little bragging rights for a little bit. So it's nice to be able to do that. Just being my fourth year, it's incredible.
You got a big series coming up this weekend too. How can you take the momentum from this win and take that into this Clemson series?
I think it'll be good to be coming in riding high. You know, come in off a win like that, especially where we kind of have had the battle, and to be able to carry that into the weekend against an opponent that's really good, and they're coming in off a loss. They're hungry. We're gonna try to take it to them early and try to see what we can do.
Not just beating Georgia, but beating a top five team, taking a series. What does that say about your strength as a team, you know, as NCAAs get closer?
I think it speaks to our depth of the team. I mean, we've had a lot of different guys play. The lineup's changed a lot throughout the year, and we've been consistent in winning. We've thrown a lot of pitchers. We've probably thrown 8 or 9 different arms at these guys. And really coming off a weekend series into a midweek, you don't have all your pitchers. So some guys that maybe you don't rely on has to step up in big spot, which they have. And I think it just speaks just about our depth more than anything else.
One or two more for Tristan.
Did you guys do anything to Elliott tonight? Because he was walking a lot of guys tonight. It's uncharacteristic of him, especially against you guys.
This being our third time through, we had a pretty good game plan against him. We kind of knew what pitches we wanted to hunt and in what counts we wanted to hunt him in. And we knew what pitches weren't going to be strikes, so on and so forth. And we really executed the game plan.
When Coach Howell came out before Sean, did you tell him in particular
We just talked about the situation, kind of where the infielders need to be, what play was going to be made, what pitch we were going to throw so the infielders could kind of be moving one way or another. And let me know that I was drifting a little bit out of the stretch and kind of just stay in my legs, stay on my backside.
Cool. All right.